While they're all talking state standards,
we're sitting on a bar stool making fun of them.
Here we go. Classroom Brew Podcast.
Solo episode this week, and I am not rushing to do it, even though scheduling has been really tricky. So I guess the silver lining of almost zero student athletes showing up to practice on any given Tuesday is that it allows me to record well ahead of my Thursday episode release schedule. So, you know, a rare shout out to our undedicated student athletes. If you are a coach at the high school or middle school level, any level really, and you know this pain, take a drink, take a shot, take several, if you will. But again, silver lining is we can record and not rush, especially the week of a track meet. So there you go. I really got to find the silver lining there. If you are new to the podcast, welcome to it. My name is Ryan. I'm a teacher, coach, instructional coach, and I run this podcast. We do have a Patreon if you want to go above and beyond to support the show. Our current Patreon members are James, Lish, Cindy, Melinda, Leo, Adam, Sabrina, and Leslie. The Patreon gets you access to content that is only available there. There's also bonus content and podcast merch, among other things. So if you want to check that out, it is patreon.com/classroombrew. I believe it is always in the show notes if you want to go that route instead. Anyway, this week I'm doing, so Peter will be back for another episode later. Right now, just scheduling is really hard, and it's not always going to happen week to week, at least during the school year, because if you teach, you get it. It is what it is. But for this one, I have a rum mint mojito from Cutwater. I wish that we were sponsored by them. That would be amazing, because it's delicious. Cheers. Anyway, this week's episode, I was honestly thinking about this in the car a lot. So I was like, you know what? We'll save some topics for Peter. These are some things that I'm going to get into. And my first thing is this whole issue of, as teachers, we tend to go either macro level or micro level. And when I say macro or micro, just the level outside or inside of your classroom that you are attending to in terms of your focus and what you're trying to do to improve it or have some sort of influence on it. And I oscillate between the two, going, you know, relatively macro level. I think last year the macro level thing, the big thing at least, was implementing advisory school-wide, which also included getting rid of a bunch of storage rooms that were classrooms and converting them back into classrooms to get them ready. And when you go macro level like that, but you are essentially working with a bunch of people who you are not their boss, whether it's custodial staff or, you know, anyone in general that needs to be part of that process, issues come up. Issues happen that are out of your control, and ultimately you have nothing that you can do about it. That wound up crashing and burning because when we handed it off to other parties to lead it for the rest of the year, they dropped the ball. So I bring it up because this year, especially with that in mind from last year, the essential crash and burn of something that could have been very useful for our kids and for our staff, frankly, if they had taken it seriously across the board. So with that, I mean, and there have been many things that are macro and micro level, whatever, and everyone can define macro, micro level how they please, but I've had many things that go well and many things that don't go so well. But my point is, in bringing this up, is that I had a recent thing that didn't go so great at the macro level, so I am only focusing on the micro level stuff. My classroom, and of course, if I have any mentees or anyone on my caseload as an instructional coach and mentor, then, you know, their classroom as well. I'm trying to stay in my lane no matter how much people expect me to go out of my lane, because in the past I have been willing to do that. I say this because for some reason there is like, well, let's start with the story. One day, let me take a drink for this. One day, between 4 and 5 years ago, I'm not sure, it could have been 3, could have been 6, could have been 7, who knows? But within my first 1 to 4 years of teaching, and I show up, this is like a random Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I don't know what it was, and I get like one person panically coming up to me saying, I got to talk to you later. I'm like, okay, weird, no problem. I hope everything's okay. Yeah, cool, let's talk later. Then someone else, we have to talk later. Then someone else later, we have got to talk. And then till finally someone said, do you have time to talk right now? And I go, oh, what the fuck is this about? So my curiosity, you know, got to me. And I said, sure, let's talk right now. And long story short, apparently, and I'm the last one to find this out, I should point out. Apparently, there was a rumor spreading around about me that I was staging a coup to take over the school and become the principal. What the fuck? Let me state this for the record. I never have and never want to be and never foresee myself ever wanting to be a principal. Ever. Let me say it again. I never want to be a principal ever in my life. But this rumor is being spread around that I'm staging a coup. I'm taking over. I'm taking the principal spot. I'm like a first, second, third, or fourth year teacher at the time that this is happening. And I'm being told this by like people with more experience than me. Like with a slight undertone of, so are you gonna do this? Not even like, hey, here's this ridiculous rumor. It was like, is this true? What? What do you mean? How could I? How could I possibly? Not only did I not at the time, and nor do I still, not have a Type 75 license to be a principal or in administration, but people were aware of this. You know? In my mind, it was like year 2 or 3, which is when you like start to really like get it. You know? You like you finally get your legs. Could you imagine the audacity of me showing up in years 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6 and 7, and saying, yeah, I could run this shit. What the fuck, man? So I'm basically told, and I'm the last to know, point this out. I am told about my alleged coup, news to me. It was really riveting. And it gets me to the point when I realize even people that I thought I could really trust and respect are fucking idiots. More immature than the students in this case. This is not a spy thriller novel of the little teacher who thought they could, going up the hill saying, I think I can administrate. I think I can administrate. What the fuck? Anyway, it's happening so, this is like today, I'm not going to get into the specific rumor, but it's like the fourth time in as many weeks that I've had multiple people come up to me with some sort of rumor about myself. To which I have to be like, that's really interesting. I'm glad you taught me something about myself that I had no fucking clue about. So I don't know. It's a weird thing in the world. Any job, I'm sure, there is, you know, water cooler talk, rumors, and things that happen to spread around. But what the fuck? Like, I have no ambitions of, like, do you know how cunning I'd have to be to just show up, and how fucking cocky I'd have to be and arrogant to pull that off and be delusional enough to think, yeah, I could do this shit properly, you know? In the middle of the year, too, is when they're saying this. So you thought in the month of, like, I don't know, October, that I was going to come in and just be like, change everything, guys. Do you not know how contracts work? These are adult people, adult men and women and other, and they believed this. And some of them I knew like relatively well. And it's like, you didn't think to come and talk to me about this? The fuck, man? Huh. I'm sweating Because even thinking of that, it might have been on the, maybe we talked about it on the podcast before. I don't know. This podcast is, what, 6 or 7 years old at this point? I'm sure it's been covered at some point. Maybe I repressed it, or maybe it's repressed in the way that it was so funny that I laughed it so hard into the unconscious part of my brain. Who's to say? Anyway. So right now we are in the middle of, well, not in the middle, we're about to be pretty soon in contract negotiations. Our union, our teachers union, and the district, and the mayor, are starting to talk about things, proposing things before this school year is over, because our contract is also over at, you know, the end of this year. And we would love to start the year with a contract. And moreover, we would love to start the year and not have to pause the year because of a work stoppage like we did back in 2019, the same year that we also went on lockdown for a long period of time. School year 20 got completely screwed over. School year 21 was the worst. School year 22 made me want to die. So I'm pointing this out because I really, really hope that we are not on strike. I know there's a big shortage right now, and there are other unions and districts where teachers are on, you know, strike, or they're doing some sort of work action or picketing, whatever it might be. And I just really hope, I know it's going to get worse before it gets better, but I just really don't need that right now. I need one normal year, please. One normal year would be great. There hasn't been one in a very long time. I would say probably never, actually. So maybe my standards are too high, or my faith in humanity is too low. I don't know. Bringing it up because this is that point in the year where it's quarter three for us. And well, for most people, it's quarter three. And it is always the point where there is a big lull in attendance and academic performance and parent communication and teacher communication. And the biggest one, for some reason, historically, behavior. So, like, I'm taking a drink for this one because I got to remember to do that. It's off-duty teacher juice. for those of you that are curious. We basically had like a series of like allegedly seven like fights or brawls, and we're talking physical ones, not just the verbal ones, because that happens every day. To the point where I think, I don't know this for sure, it's probably hyperbole, but you know, who's to say? I want to say a solid one third of our entire school student population was suspended within a 2 to 3 day span. Over the course of a 2 to 3 week span, I believe about two thirds of our students were suspended, either in school or out of school, just because of all the chaos that has been happening. I wouldn't be surprised if our attendance, you know, whether they were suspended or not, and it counts as excused or not, I don't know, for absences, I would venture to guess our attendance is like 10%, because I've had approximately 10% of my students showing up. Not actually, but it's a very low, a third of my kids are showing up these days. You know, I have about 110 students or so. I'm getting a little less than 40. It's rough. It's rough. All this to say, I'm not really sure what, I mean, I'm recording this on a weeknight, having some off-duty teacher juice alcohol to really get myself through it. Even sports are suffering right now. And granted, spring sports just never get the same attention or care that fall sports get from the students. I say that because I coached a fall sport and a winter sport for years. As you now know, is that I don't do that sport now, but it's not like I just forgot the knowledge. Like, when you coach a fall sport, it gets so much more attention, even funding. It gets more kids that are excited and participating and all that shit. And when you have a sport at the end of the year, and it's a sport, for God's sake, especially in quarter three, when our spring sport of track happens to start, shit is rough. Really rough. I should point out, we have a track meet tomorrow, and we didn't have practice today. Not because it wasn't scheduled, not because we didn't plan one, just no one fucking showed up. It's a different world, man. We were talking to our track stars. I call them track stars. It's a habit. We were talking to our track stars about conditioning. And the indoor facility that we have is just a fourth floor empty hallway. That's what we have. And the hallway is not even 50 meters long. So not even a 60, you know, meter dash. Nowhere near a 100 meter dash. And the kids that they run it one time are just huffing and puffing and panicking. And they were jogging it too. They were jogging it, let's be honest. And my coaching partner and I, we're talking about like our experience, like participating in high school sports, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is, and how much we would have to run and condition and show up and how long practices were and how many practices per week and how many practices per day. And we're doing this during downtime, you know, just trying to like point out like, you guys have it easy, kids, at least in this way. I don't know about other ways. And we get to the end of this like, you know, fun little conversation. They're like, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. And then we go, okay, it's been like a 5-minute break. Let's jump back into conditioning. And it's like they immediately just forgot that we just told them how much worse it was for us. Not that it's a comparison or a competition, but shit is so much easier now. Shit is so much safer, which that is good, but shit is so much easier now. You can't do 3-a-day practices anymore. You can't exceed a certain number of minutes in practices anymore. That shit, I don't know if it existed when I was in high school or if my coaches just ignored it, but we were out there 2 or 3 practices per day with film. You know? We got home whenever we got home at the end of the day. So we went to school, usually would have some sort of conditioning in the morning. We would then practice after, and we got home to do any homework whenever we got home to possibly do any homework. You know, you slept when you could, which is usually first period English with Mr. C, my English teacher at the time, who played Shakespeare audiobooks when doing the Shakespeare unit when I was a freshman or sophomore. And yes, I fell asleep every single time. But you slept when you could. You find the opportunity and you take it when you get it. And that's what I did. I wasn't trying to. I was good at English. I liked that teacher. I'm not so much into Shakespeare, but I wasn't trying to sleep. But point being, we only ask our track athletes to practice between 2 and 3 days per week. And I say 2 days per week sometimes because we might have a track meet on that third day. And we're not trying to wear them out. We want them fresh, not sore for the track meet. So 2 to 3 days per week, no more than a couple hours at a crack. So you're talking 6 hours per week. It's a short season. There is nothing during spring break. You're talking not even 1/16th of the effort that when we were in high school would give. 1/32nd. I don't know what it was. I'm not going to do the exact minute-to-minute, you know, calculation. But same thing with football. I coached football for 5 years at our school. Nowhere near the level of commitment that we had to have or condition. Like, our kids are so out of shape. It's so depressing. But I'm bringing this up because, I don't know, something's weird. Quarter three sucks. I hate quarter three. I've always hated quarter three, though. Never a fan of it. Never a fan of the day after a break. Never a fan of the day after a weekend either. Not really a fan of the days in between either. But yeah, so if you are also struggling with quarter three right now, either your students, it could be behavior, attendance, grades, whatever it might be, the bag, if you will, reach out. Send me an email, classroombrew@gmail.com, or, you know, Instagram or Twitter. Not Twitter, we don't use that. Whatever social media you can find us on. It's Classroom Brew without spaces or numbers. Because I would like to hear from you guys. It is a very frustrating time of the year to be a teacher or to attempt to be a teacher. On top of all the academic stuff. We don't even talk about teaching academic stuff because there's all the other shit going on. Like, let alone all the stuff for our ESL students, our students with IEPs and 504s and all the legal stuff we have to do and IEP meetings and meetings for Apple and meetings for the, what you call it, cohort with Apple or whatever. Teaching AP. The AP psychology course is changing next year. So I have to ditch my 10-year-old book, which I'm kind of happy about, and overhaul my entire course. All this shit. And I didn't even mention it until just now in this final moment of the podcast, because that's how little we get to focus on our actual job of teaching when we have all this other shit happening on a daily moment-to-moment basis. So there's the episode this week. Seize the opportunity. Anyway, well, I hear my dog. He's getting antsy. But I want to thank you guys for listening in. Again, patreon.com/classroombrew to support the show. Again, email me, reach out on social media, whatever it may be. Spread the word on the podcast. We're available anywhere you get your podcasts. So if you're listening on it something now, then cool, stick with it. Or just, you know, whatever your favorite podcast player is. But thank you so much. And until next week, class dismissed.
This is Classroom Brew.